Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Paul Kurtz with John McDevitt.
A lot of speakeasy owners just saw prohibition fines as like a cost of doing business.
Annie Anderson is a historian, author, and manager of research and public programming at Eastern State Penitentiary's historic site.
Philadelphia rivaled Chicago and New York in terms of the widespread disregard for prohibition laws.
She says most violators received a fine. And if there was a jail penalty, it was a couple of weeks or so in county jail.
However, there were major bootleggers who served time at Eastern State.
Like Philadelphia's Baron of Beer, Mickey Duffy, in for assault with the intent to kill. And Al Scarface Capone, charged with carrying a concealed weapon. He got special treatment and was kept in a cell with lavish furnishings, complete with a radio.
The corruption of prohibition outside the walls was being mirrored inside the walls. In the 1920s, a group of prisoners called the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse almost took control of the entire prison. They used an office to oversee the distribution of booze smuggled into the prison and the liquor made in the cells.
They would take fruit and yeast from the prison kitchen and they would set up a little bucket or something in their cell and create this illegal hooch.
Narcotics, prostitution, and gambling rings were also established. It's not known if the warden was in on it.
To hear more on our Prohibition 100 series, go to our Beer and Booze Bros or in-depth podcasts available on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. With Paul Kurtz, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.